Hello, hello. Hola, hola. Hola, mi gente hermosa. ¿Cómo están? Buenas tardes. Welcome to Self Love's Podcast. This is Vania Stephanie. In today's topic, we're going to be speaking of what happens when everything you worked so hard for shatters right in front of your eyes. And I'm going to give you an example of this with my personal life. Back in 2014-13, I went from weighing 250 pounds. Yes, 250 pounds. I am 5'7", and I was 20 years old, 1920, and I weighed 250 pounds. I was the biggest I've ever been my entire life. I was depressed. I was heartbroken. I had gone through so many stuff that I would eat my emotions. Now, that's something that I battled for a long time growing up, that I would eat my emotions because I didn't know how to express what I feel because I was never allowed to. So the only way that I knew how to do it was to eat my emotions. And I would grab food when I was angry, and I would grab food when I was sad. And something happened that I ate so much at that age, and I gained 250 pounds. So one day, I decided to change. I knew it wasn't good for me. I knew I wasn't healthy. And when my little cousins would come over, I couldn't run after them. I couldn't play tag with them. I was 250 pounds. I couldn't. I would get tired. I would get exhausted. I wasn't happy with my body. I personally wasn't happy with my body. I didn't love myself. So I started eating healthier, working out twice a day. I would do cardio in the mornings and lift weights in the afternoon. And I slowly started losing a lot of weight. I lost a lot of body fat. I went all the way down to 18% body fat. Imagine, 250 pound girl. So I had a lot of body fat. And I dropped to 18%. I had a 4-pack going on. My quads. I was Quadzilla. And I honestly did not even plan on inspiring anybody. But one day, one of my friends, she convinced me to post a picture of my transformation. So I did. And it got 200, 300 likes, 400 likes. And I was like, whoa. People saying, oh my God, I'm so proud of you. Oh my God, how did you do it? Like, wow, like that is dedication and that is discipline. And I was like, wow, I'm reaching out to people. I'm making a difference in someone's life. This is amazing. So I started posting more about it. I started getting my community involved. There's videos and pictures in Pro Health, which is now called Northern Wellness. Sorry, tongue twister right there. With Dean, the manager, he was very supportive. He would let me have obstacle course with the girls in the big room. He was very supportive. Thank you, Dean. I hope you're doing well. I know you're still the manager of Northern Wellness. So thank you very much for all the support, all of the encouragement. I truly appreciate everything you did for me and my team there. The team was awesome. So we would go and train and we would do some obstacle courses. And I was at my best age. I got a message on Instagram from Pump Up. Pump Up is a community app where a lot of people from the community join and motivate each other to be their ambassador. Then Quest Nutrition sent me an email to be their one of their ambassadors too. And I was as happy as could be. I'm like, wow, I'm making a difference. Like I'm helping people and I'm doing what I love. I guess my voice is powerful and I'm able to make a difference. Unfortunately, a week after I signed my contract with Pump Up, I got an injury. a severe injury on my knee, and I couldn't work out for 6 months, and it was just not the same anymore. So there goes that dream. I was about to do something amazing, and due to a really big injury, I couldn't anymore. It came crashing right in front of my eyes, and I fell into depression again. I was like, why did this happen? I was right there. If I could do it, they could do it too. That it's possible if you put your mind to it. And then I get injured. So I was like, I don't understand, God. What is happening? This contract just went to the trash. I worked so hard for this. I don't understand why. So I stopped working out. And I gained weight. I gained like 25 pounds back. I felt hopeless. Like, you know, well, they're not going to wait 6 months for me to get better. And they did it. I mean, they, you know, it's a contract. Come on. So I gave up on that. Seriously. Slowly, I started giving up on it. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. And I felt like that was the end of it, you know? And then after that, I went through a serious breakup with my boyfriend at the time. We were together for a long time after all of that had crashed in my face. And then another separation with one of my closest friends happened. So I was just there, hanging by thread. Like, I'm not understanding what happened. Like, how? And this message is for those people that are currently in the shoes that I used to be in. I know that when you're hanging by thread and you feel like you can't breathe, you feel like when it's not one thing, it's another thing. When it's not another thing, it's another thing. And you're like, what could I possibly ever done wrong? And you're not alone. You are not alone. Just know that there's somebody in this side of this computer who's been there, who's felt everything fall apart and couldn't do anything about it. And yes, I would pray. I would pray and cry and write down my emotions. I didn't understand what was happening. If I questioned, am I a bad person? What did I ever do to deserve everything I worked for crashed down like that? Just know that everything happens for a reason. Something's crashing in front of you now. It's because later on, something much greater that's going to make you happier, something that you're going to be amazed, is coming your way. And what's shattering in front of you is only making you stronger. It's preparing you for such a great blessing. It's preparing you to be the most best and amazing version of yourself. And all this pain you feel now, all this disappointment, is not in vain. It's strengthening you. It's making you strong. You meet people for a reason, for a lesson, or for a blessing. And when it's time for them to go, you gotta watch them as they come. And you gotta watch them as they go. And I've had to learn that. And it was painful. I didn't want to let nobody go. And I understand you. And if you're sitting there in your car, in your kitchen, in your bedroom, outside walking, know that there's a girl on the other side of that screen, of the other side of that speaker, that's been there. And she knows what it feels like. And now this girl, it's in a city, doing better, full of self-love. And no, I'm not as fit as I used to be, but I love myself no matter what. I love myself unconditionally because I sit there and I reflect on my life and I can't help but be proud of myself because of everything I've been through. I've come out stronger than before. So if I can do this, you can too. So that learned how to love herself first before she can love anybody else. So I know what it's like, and you're not alone. You're not alone. This is a broken world full of broken people. And if you think you're alone, you're not. We are never alone. Ever. Because there's always something greater than us that's always by our side. There's an injury. But I am doing a podcast called Self Love by Vania Stefani, speaking to you on the other side of this speaker to let you know that whatever it is that you want to go after, do it. And just because this dream of yours didn't come true like you wanted it to, doesn't mean there's something greater coming for you. So be prepared. Get up, shake off your past. You're better than that. Come on now. You are so much better than that. Look at you. Yes, look at yourself. You are better and amazing and incredible individual. And whatever you put your mind to next, you can conquer it. And if that doesn't work, set up another goal and go for it. Don't be a quitter. Don't be that person who almost had it. And because they stopped trying at the second time, they didn't get it at the fourth time. And that's when they were supposed to get it. Do you see what I'm saying? So go for it. Be a dreamer. Be a conqueror. You can do it. I can do it. I'm speaking through a little white ball right now. Do I look funny? Yes. Do I like it? Yes. My actual podcast microphone is white. It's a little white ball. It's actually called Snowball. And it's cute and it's just me. It's white. If you know me, you know that I like the color white as a neutral color, as a base color. And I'm just here talking to this little thing to let you know on the other side, I believe in you. I know that what you're feeling now is temporary. In 3 months, 6 months, a year, you're going to be in a better place, doing great things, thinking completely different. 1 year, 1 year changes people a lot if you're willing to go through the process. Okay, my people, mi gente hermosa, this is Vania Stefani. This is the Self Love Podcast, and I hope all of you guys have an amazing day. DM me any questions. It's Vania Stefani __ on Instagram and Vania Cienfuegos on Facebook. I hope all of you guys have an amazing, amazing weekend, and happy Mother's Day to all you beautiful mommies out there. May God bless each and every one of you. Los quiero mucho. Hasta luego.